2023 a good year for stocks? I'm Jackie Quinn with an AP News Minute. Wall Street closes the year with a bang, even though stocks ended today lower. But for the year, the S&P 500 jumped more than 24%. Easing inflation is viewed as a main factor. Surf warnings continue along California's southern coast from a strong Pacific storm. NATO says it's monitoring developments in Ukraine after Russia launches a massive aerial bombardment. An object flew through Poland. It's suspected to be a Russian missile. Genocide allegations filed against Israel by the country of South Africa. Ohio's Republican governor has vetoed a bill that would have banned gender-affirming care for transgender youth.
Against the decision of the parents, but also against the medical judgment of the treating physician.
Audio from the Ohio Channel. I'm Jackie Quinn.